Ethics experts slam President Donald Trump after he attacked Nordstrom yesterday. Trump said in a tweet that the Seattle retailer had treated his daughter Ivanka Trump, quote, so unfairly, unquote, in deciding to drop her line of fashion wear. Mark Smith is a political scientist at the University of Washington. He told me that this is a form of corruption that the U.S. has avoided up till now.
I see it as corruption because it's using public office to enrich yourself or your family members. Now, it's not the only form of corruption. There are many forms of corruption. It takes, say, bribery or government officials, you know, extorting money from individuals, say, to grant a building permit or something of that sort. Some people see campaign contributions as a form of legalized corruption.
Mark, this isn't particularly new, is it? Haven't we seen politicians use their offices to benefit their friends and family before?
Their friends, maybe, but certainly not their family members. That part is new, at least to our politics in the United States. It is a common practice around the world that political struggle is a struggle for who takes power, and then when you take power, one of the reasons you want it is so that you can enrich yourself, you can enrich your family, your associates. We have been fortunate to avoid that practice for most of our history, which is a good thing, because when you have politics set up such that it's a competition for who gets office in order to enrich themselves, you channel all this entrepreneurial energy into seeking advantage through the state, through the government, rather than people forming businesses and trying to put out products that actually will sell and that consumers will want.
You know, Mark, some folks with busy lives, you know, just glancing at this story in the headlines of the newspaper or what have you, might be thinking, well, yeah, sure, I guess that, you know, that strikes them as a little odd, perhaps out of the norm that a president is going after a company that he thinks is being mean to his daughter and her business interests. But can you talk a little bit more about the harm that's actually done to the economy? Because that may be something that people may not think about.
If this was a one-time thing, it would probably pass over and, you know, no one would make too much of it. If Trump going after them publicly on Twitter were to signal to investors that, hey, there's going to be, you know, regulatory pressure brought on this company, which is hard to imagine, like it's the retail sector, so it's not really a heavily regulated part of the economy. And as it turned out, Nordstrom, the stock market overall was up yesterday, and Nordstrom itself was up 4%. So it didn't see any at least one day harms to the economy. But if you have a situation where companies are making business decisions based upon how they think the president is going to react to it, because it affects his own pockets or the pockets of his family members, that will create distortions because they would make different business decisions than they would have otherwise.
Presidential advisor Kellyanne Conway this morning got into it a bit. She was urging Fox TV viewers to, quote, go buy Ivanka's stuff. How does that comment fit into this whole debate?
It's one thing for a presidential spokesperson to go out and say, you know, here are our policies and here's why we think they're a good thing, and you know, to just advocate on behalf of policies that are designed independent of whether they would benefit the president or his family members personally. And what she's doing is really an extension of what Trump did, and that's using public office for private gain, and that's a form of corruption.
What do you think the president should do to resolve these issues?
I mean, I do respect the fact that it's far more difficult for him to divest of his holdings than it would be for most presidents. At a minimum, we should expect that he not do things overtly to benefit himself.
Mark Smith is a political scientist at the University of Washington. Today, a congressional committee said it was seeking a review into whether senior White House advisor Kellyanne Conway had violated ethics rules by using her position to promote Ivanka Trump's fashion line.